You know, I personally think that it is really the lack of information. And I really don't know what can be done about it. I'm sure that some of the misunderstandings, and most of them would really go if there could be some journalists posted. See, what's happening, that the news agencies, which are owned primarily by the West, they have their own angle. They only highlight, for example, when you might criticize us in any way. I mean, it will be out of the context, but only the criticism part comes. Now, what you said before, how you said, and that makes all the difference.
Like my speech in Mirpur. You must have heard of it.
Yes, sir. It was the front page, it was only this thing you said. I mean, it's just out of context.
There were about 5-6 boys standing in a corner. They belonged to what is called the NSF, National Students
Federation.
Mm-hmm. And they claim to be extreme leftist communists, so they claim. Mm-hmm. I have known them intimately. Half of them don't know what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. But they started this slogan raising, trying to disrupt the meeting,
mm-hmm.
that only thing that will solve the Kashmir problem is guerrilla war, and they went on and on in that way. And there were about 40,000-50,000 people or something like that. And I didn't want the meeting to be disrupted by a handful of people. And sometimes it does happen, organized kind of hooliganism. And I sort of put it back to them, all right, you want to fight guerrilla warfare? Come along, go and join the army. I'd send you to the civil armed forces. Don't fight guerrilla warfare in a public meeting. This is not the way. You're not frightening me with these words. That's what. Then it came out.
Yes, you wanted. Yes, there it was said that you are wanting in guerrilla warfare, that kind of thing. And you must have seen that some protests were sent.
So that's what I'm saying, protested.
Yes, and then I think there it was also a matter of comment by many papers and things like that. You see, this is what I say, if there could be some exchange of information, I don't know how it can be done. Even newspapers you don't get.
But you see, the question is, let's be natural about it, let's be logical about it. Until diplomatic relations are restored, and we don't see why diplomatic relations should not be restored, why ambassadors should not be exchanged. We've got a very big mission there. You've got a very big mission in Karachi, and you had, I'm sure, a fairly good place in Islamabad. And it's unnatural to me that we should not be having ambassadors in both countries.
But what do you think is it's keeping?
I don't know. I can't understand it. I don't understand the philosophy of it.
No, but maybe it was in the Simla agreement, it was written first the release of prisoners, repatriation of prisoners, then probably Kashmir, and then diplomatic relations. Is that the reason?
No, and in any case, you think that Kashmir problem can be solved in one meeting? Kashmir problem has gone on for 25 years. We had diplomatic relations all these years, and if the Kashmir problem will take many more years to solve, we should not exchange diplomats?
No, I was just wondering about
it. I simply don't understand it. It would be the obvious thing to do.
Mm-hmm. I see. Now that we are on Kashmir, I thought maybe I can talk with you. You know, last time when I met you, that was almost now 18, 19 months. There you said that, after all, it is not for me and Mrs. Gandhi to solve every problem. Let new generations come and solve them. Let this line be the line of peace. These were your words. And then you said, I'm sick of confrontation with time and running from one chancery to another. And so let this be, as I said, as if, I'm saying, you didn't use the word of the problem should be frozen, but as it, let it be out of the way for a while, and we shall go back to it later. Let's do something else. Now the impression there is that, and this has been, as I said, for this, the speeches you made in Azad Kashmir, that as if you have revived the whole thing, as if that you want this problem to be at least tackled now, if not solved, also that you are called for hartal, so that has given a feeling as if once again we are going back to this So yes. I thought you might like to, and you might like to say something on this.
Of course. Now, there's no incongruity between what I told you 18 months ago and what I am saying now. A line of peace does not become an international line. It is a line of peace. I still maintain that we can make it into a line of peace rather than a line of confrontation and tension. Tension and confrontation can be removed without having resolved the problem. The problem still is there. Instead of the armies facing each other, we would sit across the table and talk about its solution. The problem does not dissolve by the delineation being a line of peace. It remains. It does not become the international frontier. I did not say that let us make this into the international frontier.
Yes, yes.
Firstly. Secondly, at Simla we would not have endeavored to uphold our position on the Kashmir dispute and to say that this is a dispute which has to be resolved without prejudice to the positions of either side. If we had wanted to indefinitely freeze it, or if we wanted to put it aside. Thirdly, we will make every attempt to resolve it peacefully. And if we cannot resolve it peacefully, we will not stop the future generations from trying to resolve it peacefully. We will not come to any inequitable settlement, any unjust settlement, which will not be a lasting settlement. But that we will not unnecessarily aggravate the problem. We will not make it a point of very acute contention in our relations.
We will not go on war.
No, we will not. We have said time and again that we would like to resolve it peacefully. Throughout my stay in Kashmir, my main theme was that this problem must be resolved by peaceful means. We have seen that war has failed. War has not been able to resolve the problem. That was the main theme of it. It is not only unfortunate, it is a tragedy that the main theme of my visit to Kashmir was not appreciated or not taken into account, whereas the peripheral issues were blown out of context.
But you did say there, given this, that you would give some call for Hartal later. And that means that side of Kashmir and your side of Kashmir. Now, don't you think about this, there would be some kind of disturbance there if people were to go on Hartal?
Yes,
you can only say
the call for Hartal has not yet come.
No.
And secondly, a Hartal was going on there, and I told them that why do you want to unnecessarily create problems and get yourselves into difficulties and troubles. I even went to the extent of saying that let the college be called after Pandit Nehru. Nehru was an outstanding figure. You should not object to these matters. Didn't you appreciate that aspect of...
No, I did, but I heard you also saying, I mean, this speech was repeated here.
Yes, yes.
And you were speaking in Hindi or Urdu.
First part of it was also there, no?
हाँ नहीं, but there you said कि मैं बच्चों से कहूँगा कि अभी हड़ताल मत करो, इसका वक्त आएगा.
अब तो नहीं करोगे?
हाँ नहीं. अभी
क्या? Put out the present fire. But that you should have appreciated.
Yes, no, but I thought when you said
because it was spreading and all, and I thought that the best thing is to diffuse it. And why should there be all that tension while I am visiting Azad Kashmir? Why should there be this coincidence? Why don't you look at it from that light also? You see, you can't. Put the same conditions in a public meeting as when you and I are talking. They're two different things altogether. And you must understand that when you are in a dialogue with the people as a whole and block in a mass, it's a different thing from what it is when we are carrying on a dialogue of this nature. And you can't then use the words of that context in this context and then say that this was said and this was not said. In the public meeting, main problem one has to get is the main message. What was the main message? That is the main thing. And the main message of mine was that we must resolve this problem by peaceful means, and that war has failed to resolve the Kashmir dispute.
If I recall correctly, last time, maybe I'm not sure you told me, but this impression which I got, that you would like some kind of settlement, not very far from the status quo. Maybe I got it you wrong.
I never saw it.
You didn't say, I'm not saying that you said that, because you recall when I said, sir, how about this Trieste agreement? And you said, well, I have partly that, partly that in view. You said so.
Yes, but not the...
But you said, why do you want to write it about now, because it might create tension.
No, I also, I'll tell you, I don't go back on...
I'm just telling you
that on the question of self-determination, not only have I said it to you earlier, but I even said it to Mrs. Gandhi, that this is a position we cannot mutilate, and it has to remain intact. But Trieste, in what sense? Trieste not in the sense of the Trieste graph being reproduced. It's not that we are going to have... The main thing about Trieste was that a solution was found because both governments decided not to make it agitational. And both governments decided to take it away from the arena of politics, of in the sense of exploitation, and to negotiate a settlement, to negotiate an agreement.
So your idea was only to take it to the table instead of
To agitate it, or to make it an election issue, or to capitalize it on it whenever prices are rising, or to try and subvert people's attention from something else, divert their attention as has been done in the past and all that sort of thing. That's what I said, that we must de-link it from that aspect of the problem, because that does not solve the problem. And that's what happened in Trieste. Otherwise there would have been no solution to the Trieste problem.
But exactly, sir, what would you like to have answered after you have been associated with the problem now for the last 25 years? If not 25 years, at least 20 years.
20 years or so.
Yes, sir. So, and you have said lots of things, sir. And what do you think, I would like to record
it. Well, my point is that, of course you can record it, everything I say.
I'm just saying about it, sir.
No, the point is this, that you are not making any movement in that direction in the first place. As I told you, it's a baffling enigma to me as to why we should not yet have diplomats in each other's countries. It is the work of diplomats to take up these things, prepare the ground for them, and to work out agendas, various other things for bigger problems. That is not there. There's a vacuum on that, firstly. Secondly, when I made a proposal that there should be a reduction of forces in India and Pakistan, and that we should sit together and work out that reduction of forces, don't you think that also has a bearing of taking it away from the theatre of war? Not only taking the problem away from the theatre of war, but also it is so essential to our economies. And we will keep going round and round, and our problems will become more and more difficult. We'll be sunk by other problems, newer problems, and get lost in just thinking of the old and the most important one. And this is a quagmire. So I've made two positive suggestions. One has been that let's restore diplomatic relations. Secondly, I have said that I have invited the Prime Minister of India inside the framework of Simla, outside the framework of Simla. I have been to India. Now it is about time that she should also visit Pakistan, have discussions with us. Thirdly, I have made a positive proposal for reduction of forces. Fourthly, I have said the Kashmir dispute should be settled by peaceful means, and that we can certainly find an answer to the problem. In my last speech in Mirpur, I said, well, why not? We can admit our mistakes. After all, India made a mistake in having confrontation with China. We will now find that there are mistakes between India and Pakistan confrontation. And these were the constructive, positive aspects of my approach to the problem. Now, how can I tell you, without going through all these preliminaries, as to where we will be able to, with joint effort, reach some solution.